Egypt's president-elect Mohamed Morsi met with Catholic leaders on Wednesday, assuring them that all Egyptians will be protected under his administration. The meeting came one day after he met with the interim leader of Egypt's Coptic Church, which makes up the vast majority of the country's roughly 8 million Christians. Stefan Olashinsky spoke to Father Rafik Graish, who is chief press spokesman for the Greek Melkite Catholic Church in Cairo, about the concerns Christians have with a president who is a member of the Muslim Brotherhood.
Yes, before talking about hopes, we have to talk about worries. Because the Christian community in Egypt is a little worried of having a president from who comes from the Islamic part of the Egyptians, which is the Muslim Brotherhood. And they are worried because not only for their lives, because as citizens, Egyptian citizens, we would like that Egypt be a very good country, but we are afraid or we are worried about the Islamization of the Egyptian society, a society that was known for its overture, for its independence, for having creativity, literature, actions, and everything. So this we want, as Egyptians, to keep it as it is and to be... and not to be Islamized. So this is the first worry the Christians have. Now, for the hopes. We hope that the Christians find the justice and not discrimination with the new era we are living. And this is what the President Morsi, the new president, promised several times. And he promised yesterday he had a meeting with the Copt Orthodox bishops. And today, now, as we are speaking, he is meeting with the Catholic hierarchy in Egypt, who went to the presidential palace to present their congratulations, and they are going also to talk with him.
And what are the themes, the main themes, which are discussed today with the Christian hierarchy?
The main themes would be, first of all, justice for all the Egyptians, and that the new president, as he promised, he has to help the people who are poor, who are homeless, who are analphabetic, you know that 40% of the Egyptian population is under the line of poverty. So this is what... as Christians, we want that the people of Egypt, wherever they are, Muslim, Christians, to get better and to not to be as poor as we are now. And this is, I think, one of the main themes the bishops will be talking about.
What does it mean for the Egyptians, the proposal of the president to create a government of national unity? What does it mean, national unity, today in Egypt?
You know, now, since the fall of the Mubarak's from January 2011, everyone has his politic view, which make the Egyptian people to fall apart. Now, we were groups, liberals, socialists, Islamists, and with all its degree from of Islamization. So all the people were apart, many parties also. So now we want to have really the spirit of reconciliation and to have a government that of national unity that could help us to get one again as it should be.